In our first reading today, we hear about Israel fighting Amalek. I don't think I've ever preached on the Amalekites before, but I think today is going to be the day. So if you've ever been wondering about the Amalekites or if that's kept you up at night, today's the day to learn about them. But the Amalekites were a very notorious group for the Israelites. And the reason why they were so important is because the very first time that the Israelites tried to enter into the promised land, they did so disobeying God and Moses. But it was the Amalekites that defeated them and kept them out of the promised land. And then they went and wandered in the desert for 40 years before the Lord eventually led them back and brought them into the promised land. So it was the Amalekites that blocked them from entering the promised land. But in our first reading today, we hear about a different battle where the Israelites defeat the Amalekites. And the difference is, in our first reading today, they win not because of their own power, but they win through the power of God and through the power of prayer. And so in the first reading, Moses goes up on a hill and he's overlooking the battle. And he extends his arms in a posture of prayer. And as long as Moses is praying and interceding for the people, they win the battle. But as soon as his arms get tired and he drops them and he stops praying, then the Amalekites get the upper hand. When the church fathers looked at this scene, the church fathers are some of the important early bishops of the church, some of the great theologians of the early church. They viewed Moses as an image of Jesus Christ. And so just as Moses went up the hill and extended his arms, Jesus Christ went up the hill of Calvary and extended his arms on the cross. And just as Moses had two men next to him, one on his left, one on his right, when Christ was crucified, he had the two thieves next to him, one on his left and one on his right. And just as Moses was interceding for the people in this battle, as Jesus was on the hill of Calvary giving his life on the cross, he was interceding for each and every one of us. And he continues to do that right now. After he ascended into the glory of heaven, he is constantly interceding for us before the throne of our Heavenly Father. And so what that means is that at every single moment, including right now, Jesus Christ is attentive to every single need that we have. He's attentive to every thought and every action. And he's praying for us before his Heavenly Father. None of us are ever left alone or abandoned, because at every moment, Jesus Christ is interceding for us. And I think that's powerful to reflect upon that and to be aware of that. Right now, we're in the midst of a battle. You know, just like Joshua and the Israelites were on the battlefield while Moses was up on the hill praying for them, you know, we're in the midst of a battle. And the battle is between good and evil. And every one of us are in the middle of this battle. And the stakes are high. It's eternal life or eternal death. We'll end up in one place or the other. You know, we were created to be morally good. We were created to be just and to be pure and to be honorable. And we were created to live as sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father. That's what we were created for. And that's what we're fighting for. We're fighting for our own inner integrity and to become the people that we were created to be. If we try and fight that fight and conquer on our own, we're going to be crushed in battle. We are not going to be victorious. Just like the Israelites tried to enter into the promised land on their own power, they failed. If we try and fight this battle on our own, we're going to fail. And the majority of people seek happiness and fulfillment in life without God. They look in every other place to find fulfillment, to find some level of lasting happiness, and they will fail every time. It's only when we turn to Christ and the power of his intercession and we place ourselves under his will that we'll be victorious in the struggle. And so I want each of us, as we're here in church today, to look at the crucifix. You know, Christ is in the posture up on the crucifix with his arms extended, and to recognize that he is interceding for us at this very moment. And what I ask each and every one of us to do is to give our consent to his will. First, let go of any reluctance to be here at Mass. You know, sometimes people want to come to Mass, other times someone drags them to Mass. People come for different reasons. But let go of any reluctance and accept his will that this is where we belong, that Jesus Christ wants us here every weekend in his presence. And accept that and rejoice in that. Make the act of the will to accept his will in being here today. And then renounce anything that's not pleasing to him. Any sin in our life that needs to be confessed, renounce it and let go of it. And then place yourself under his powerful intercession. He is praying before our Heavenly Father in order to call down graces upon us. Accept those in your will. Receive the graces from our Heavenly Father that are being poured out to us through Jesus Christ that he wants us to accept. Open your will right now to receive those graces. Whatever those graces are, graces of healing, graces of perseverance to be stronger in the faith, a deeper love for prayer, a deeper love for our neighbor, whatever those graces are, that Jesus Christ is interceding for you at this very moment, accept those. And finally, make an act of trust in the power of his intercession. That his intercession is going to lead us to eternal life. And so I want each one of us to say silently to Jesus Christ as he intercedes before our Heavenly Father, Jesus, I trust in you.